Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I'm sitting here reading some emails from Josh over the weekend, and he swears he's got a hilarious story about a guy at a store, but I'm seeing something else I want to touch on in just a second. But please. What's your story?
I've never been called out in my life so harshly. I was at a store at the outlets. I took my girlfriend to the outlets and did a little shopping there. And we were just meandering through the store. And apparently in the middle of it was like the big and tall section. Mm-hmm. I did not know this. I just had a sweater that caught my eye. And I was like, I really like this sweater. So I go up to it and I look at it. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, do I want this? I'm kind of like, you know, sizing it up a little bit,
okay,
but it was still folded. It was still folded. Yeah. I just wanted to see how it would look on me.
Good fabric.
Exactly.
Good
great
color.
Fabric. It was stitched. It wasn't just printed on there. I liked the logo being stitched in there. And then it was apparently like the store manager or whatever, a really nicely dressed man, looks directly at me and like takes his attention away from helping another person in the store and points and snaps at me. Like snaps at me and looks at me and goes, hey, bud. Big and tall section. If you're looking for small and mediums, it's one section over.
Yes.
I have never
the
been.
Mediums?
Dude, I have
he
never been.
You out, man.
He did.
I have never been so humbled in my life.
Shorter.
I was like, and then my girlfriend Jenny, like, literally looks at me. Her jaw just drops, and she just, like, bursts out laughing. And I'm like, I know, like, I'm not the tallest dude in the world. I
She's
totally
taller
get it.
Than you, isn't she?
No, she's no. not. She is not.
So she picked you up and walked over to the medium
section. She burped him. Like, it's
yeah,
okay.
Little,
it's okay.
Patted you on
it's
your
okay.
head,
carried
put you in one of those
store.
Little baby backpacks, and walked you over to the mediums.
Oh. It was humbling.
Did she carry you on your chest in one of those little baby bouncers?
Right.
She was. She was carrying me. So, but I mean, he didn't even say like small, medium, and large. Like I was in the big. So this is like, you
well,
know, 4X
I mean,
and stuff yeah. like that. Very big.
He nailed it.
Yeah, he was being helpful. He was being helpful.
I was essentially like, you should have just told me where the children's section is, dude. Like,
where's the Oshkosh?
Where's the Oshkosh? It's a couple stores down, right at the
where's
outlets.
The Bugle Boy.
Made me.
Where's the Gymboree?
So sad.
Oh, sad for you.
And the bummer is, dear, I was wearing my tall shoes because they're my running shoes. They have extra padding.
Oh, man.
I was wearing my
you
tall
had
shoes.
An extra 2 inches.
Still got called out.
So you were 4'5" that day.
I was feeling good, man.
Dang.
He brought me down a few pegs.
Oh, man. And then what happened with that other waiter?
Okay, so after that, we went to lunch. And this was just a weird interaction. So the waiter comes up and he is, you know, kind of just the back and forth talk. And he says, if you ever need my attention, call my name. His name is Tyler. Great waiter, by the way. But then he said, if you need anything else, hit me with a chair if you don't get my attention. That
what?
Obviously grabbed our attention. I was
yeah.
like, hit me with a chair? I've never been told that before. Yeah. I kind of wanted to just to see if he would work. And so we're like, why would you say that? He goes, well, it's my second job. And then he proceeded to not tell us his job until we guessed it. Slightly annoying.
Right,
Tyler.
One of those. Go ahead, guess
one of those,
my job.
And I was like,
it.
After one or two guesses, just tell us, dude.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
That's, you know, just words of wisdom.
You didn't get
there.
That one immediately, though?
Hit me with a. I don't go
oh,
straight to
like,
pro wrestling.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
Really?
Yeah, I
let's do it, brother. Yeah, like what other occupation are you going to get hit with a chair?
Well, we guess school teacher of like an elementary kid yeah. would throw a chair. Huh. I don't know.
Oh, man.
So we didn't guess that. Well, anyway, he's a pro wrestler, and the rest of the time, all he did was tell us, hey, I have a show on Saturday. It's free. Please come. And I was like, well, where? It's like in Greeley. I was like, dude, I'm not going to do that
you
for
should.
You. But
go support
yeah,
your guy.
It.
No.
Your new friend.
I don't
yeah.
think so.
No,
get you a little booster
not,
seat
not
and you can thing. Sit there and watch it.
But then after, oh, you jerk.
Man.
He just kept telling us every injury he's ever had in the book and like, hit me with a chair. Hit me with
a
chair.
Weirdo.
I know. I was like, Tyler, I just want my eggs Benedict, dude. Like, I'm just
can
trying
you please, Tyler, get it to
Tyler.
My food. And you forgot my
clothes. Clothesline me, brother. Give me a headlock, brother.
What's his wrestling name? Do you know?
He never told us.
Okay.
Tyler the Terrible Waiter.
He was this
yes,
mystery
Tyler,
dude.
The terrible yeah. waiter. Comes out in like a tie.
Uh-huh.
Comes out with
his
like
little
an apron on.
Yeah.
A pepper grinder that he gets in people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all, he blows it out of his hand. Ah! He gets mad when you leave him a small tip.
Yeah,
ah!
Exactly.
Hits me with a chair. Yeah.
Well, that's all fun. You had a great little weekend. The one line that I took away from your email that you sent last night is
oh
you spent the day celebrating your 4-month anniversary with your girlfriend.
It's been 4 months.
Well, that's
is this middle Whoa. School? What is this?
No, you do. It's, the first year
you
is
do.
Month.
You Absolutely. Celebrate 4 months together.
It's been a long time, Jer, but yeah, the first year it's every
what?
Month. You just
no,
especially
you don't.
Nowadays, you're shocked you made it that far.
It's
like,
for the girls.
I don't
want to.
Crazy.
I don't want to point this out, but it's been four
yes,
months.
Yes, and you do something every month you make. Oh, the 6 month
oh,
is a big
Lord.
Deal.
You,
well,
I hope I'm never back out there.
I get that, yeah, dude.
I
I'm
hope
telling
I am
you.
Never back out
I
there.
I get that. 6 month is kind of where I would start celebrating
yeah.
a little
yeah,
bit.
Half
but
a year's fine.
You know what's funny?
Couple seasons.
You're lucky she's not celebrating the phases of the moon along with
okay.
your relationship.
No,
I'm
like,
just saying.
4 months? Let's go celebrate.
No.
It's been four
yeah,
months.
Jer,
I had,
4 months?
I had no idea. She was the one that brought it up, and that's when I was like, well, let's make oh. a day of it. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
She's like, she's literally like, you know what today is? I'm like, Saturday? She's like, it's our 4 months.
Been 4 months.
And I was like, well, then let's do a dinner and
yes,
golf.
Yes, let's go.
That's my next guess.
Yeah, that's why you're going to make it to 5 months, Josh.
We're
good
going
job.
Strong.
This is actually really good for you.
It is.
It is.
It's
I mean,
really good for you.
All jokes
Very
aside,
happy.
this is a big deal for you.
It's
four
monumental.
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
after
I
2 weeks,
Jen.
It was pretty serious.
She's adorable.
I know it doesn't matter what I think, but I like Jen.
She probably gets Chick-fil-A, so she's got yeah. some bonus yeah. points there. Come on.
So I saw that, and I texted Nick Nack, and I go, hey, do you know that next month we're going to be celebrating 288 months together?
Congrats!
What'd you say?
She said, don't text me. Please stop texting me.
I don't have time for this, Jeremy.
Leave me alone, buzz off.
Please.